Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Beercast, episode 136. It's January 2nd, 2437. I'm Brian Belita, Imran Khan, Wes Gardner, and Mark Bradshaw. We're a single collective consciousness.
Welcome to the future.
Obey the Nitro Borg.
Nitro Borg, trim every day.
Assimilation is what's the Borg thing? What is it? Resistance is futile.
Yeah.
Beardsistance is futile. But really, though, it's only January 2nd, 2012. Boringly enough.
Yeah. The world hasn't ended yet.
It's not whatever year I said it was. But welcome to episode 68, only half of the original number I gave you.
That's right. Well done. I didn't notice that you doubled it just on the
And Happy like New
that.
Year.
That's what math can do for you, ladies and gentlemen. But yeah, it's January 2nd. The world is still here. So.
You know how I know that the world isn't in 2012?
Why is that?
Because Marty McFly traveled to 2015.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Blade Runner happens in 2019.
Was it 2015? Yeah, but that's not real.
Oh, that's a good point, Brian Belita. That's a very
good point. I'm just saying, all right?
Yeah.
We all know that guy was really Billy Dee Williams.
Oh, God. Yeah, before the cast, we looked at that old picture where it has Harrison Ford looking all gumpy. And then
it looks
under
like at some award show or maybe some politic thing. I don't know.
And then the little ticker under it that says his name says Billy Dee Williams.
Oops.
In the AP's defense, you know, that could have been like a scroll that says, you know, Harrison Ford starred with Billy Dee Williams in, and, you know, maybe.
Right. It just got stuck. Right. It's like when you're on an escalator and it just stops and then everyone looks around. And I don't know why everyone looks around. I just keep walking. Like, all right. And then if it kicks back on, I don't look like a fool. People just stand there. What do we do?
Well, then you wind up with the idiots who won't, like, move to the right, who just, like, hang out on both sides of the escalator. Yeah,
waiting for it to get fixed, even though they have two more steps to get to the top of the deal. Yeah.
I guess we're just going to sit here and die.
Oh, no. Even though the lights are out, so it's clearly just the escalator. It's not like the power went out or anything.
My mentality is that these are things that are meant to accentuate your walking speed. It's supposed to make you go faster. But if you stop on those things, you destroy the purpose of it.
Yeah.
Well, there's the etiquette, you know. You're on the right side because you're slow and you're lazy, so you don't want to, like, move up. You go to the left if you want to move forward. This is how things work. And, you know, people accept this etiquette. You know, it's not, you know, there's no clear rule for it.
There's no law.
It says this, yeah. Right. There should be, but yeah, there's not. But you just keep moving. Yeah,
it should be a jailable offense.
Right. In our new SOPA future.
Right, that's what the world's like in 20, whatever year I said it was.
24, 38.
So the future's actually kind of cool once you get past the, you know, the death bots.
I will say my favorite version of the escalator is the ones at the airport that's actually just the track that you walk on. Because whenever you get on it and you have your bags and you're rolling by and you're walking at about four times your normal speed, but your perception is you're not because everyone's walking that fast until you stop and, like, walk off of the thing and you're still going your normal speed and then your body just slams down with gravity. I imagine
I want to say conveyor belt.
They're moving walkways.
Well, no, but I just like that. I like that Wes referred to it as a flat escalator.
Pretty much, man. You're just good. It's like a speed boost in F-Zero, but for real life.
So I Google conveyor belt airport, and the third result or the second result is toddler gets jammed in airport conveyor belt.
Oh, sweet.
Oh. He's too big for the overhead compartment, man. You have to give him to us.
Oh, man.
This happened to me twice last. Well, not like
you got jammed in an airport conveyor belt.
Yeah, it really fucking sucks. You know, because I was trying to like save a little bit of money by going in cargo. No, twice. I both when I flew down home and came back up here is like before I went on this trip, I made very sure to have like one of those overhead. Then luggage carts. I kind of stress this out because they'll charge you like $400.
Right, something that fits in that size.
Yeah. I've seen those Southwest commercials. They will come out and they will literally rape you if you don't have like the right one. And then they'll
literally
throw it. Yeah, literally. And then throw it in the baggage check. So like, I put my luggage inside the little box there, and it fits. And TSA agent said, yeah, cool, whatever, you can go up there. And I get to the boarding gate or whatever, and said, oh, well, we ran out of room. You're going to put that in baggage check.
Well, that's not on you, man. That's on the people that brought too much fucking luggage.
Yeah, it's not, but it's like, and of course I didn't get charged anything for it because I was already past the line and everything, but it's like, you know, the entire point of this was so I didn't get charged money, and so like I could just get the fuck out of there and catch my bus and leave.
Right.
But no, I was sitting there like 45 minutes waiting for the fucking luggage coming out of the conveyor belt. It just completely destroyed my plans.
No, but Brian's right. It is those people that fly from like Austin, Texas to Dallas, Texas, or from like Jacksonville, Florida to Atlanta, Georgia. It's like you're going to be taking off at 12:15 and you'll be arriving at 12:32. Like it's like a 10-minute flight, but they bring 7 bags on, half of them filled with granola bars. Oh, what if we die up here?
Gotta be prepared.
It's like
you
won't have time to sit down and you're already going to be there. Why do you bring that shit?
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to leave the jar of mayonnaise with us.
Yeah.
What else am I supposed to dip my granola bars in?
Oh, where can I put this gravy?
Oh, that would be the saddest thing.
Perfect medium.
Like some guy sitting in an airport with like just a pile of granola bars next to him, like dipping them into a jar of mayonnaise.
Just a giant. That's a Sam's Club.
It's both absorbent and structurally rigid. Oh. So it's like a nanoparticle.
It's like he's a prize fighter, just like getting protein before a pig.
This would be Tom Hanks, whatever the airport movie was called, The Game.
That one where he lived in an airport?
The one where he lived in an airport, yes.
I think that was Joe versus the Volcano.
Yeah, Tom Hanks stars in The Airport, starring Tom Hanks.
That must have been it. But yeah, so, I mean, video games and stuff happened the New Year and Christmas.
They did?
Yeah, we hope
Valve's sale ended today.
Yeah, it did. We hope all you guys had a good and safe holiday. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Steam damage, I think, that...
And I don't want to... For like the 48 hours, you guys were able to get stuff off the Steam sale before they ran out of coupons.
Right, or now it's nothing but Valve coupons.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I have so much stuff. We made the joke earlier that I was suckered into buying Tom Clancy's Hawks for $1.
That's Hawx.
Yeah. Does that stand for something like high altitude?
Who fucking cares?
But the X is always, like, unless it's xylophone, there are no words that start with X. So it's always they cop out on that last one with the X because it's, like, the second letter of the word or something.
Yeah, exactly. Like, extrapolation team.
Right, yeah, I don't know.
But, yeah, I did get Might and Magic Clash of Heroes, LA Noir.
Oh, nice.
Some cool stuff, like Worms Crazy Golf. And, Brian, I saw you were playing that.
Yes.
Such a good game. And
it is really fun.
And because of some of the content that I think Imran and Brian put up, I picked up Sequence. You guys talked quite a bit about it. And, yeah, I picked it up, and I played a little bit of it, and it's a lot of fun. But, yeah, picked up some good stuff, like Sonic Generations.
Yep.
Renegade
Ops. I got to play more of that because I picked up Hard Reset on sale, and I beat that. And so now I need to probably continue my bullet because I started playing that in the middle of Bulletstorm.
I got that too. I need to start.
But Hard Reset it was pretty fun. It was a good game. It was the ending was. I mean, I guess it's what I expected. It's not like I was paying attention to the story really, but the ending was kind of out of nowhere. But it's a really fun game, and they got some neat weapons and a neat kind of weapon system and stuff. And it's like Serious Sam in a Blade Runner world. With some really hokey cutscenes that are like animated, but it was a good game. It was pretty cool.
Sounds pretty rad. But yeah, and I do want to say that I got a new smartphone today. I finally joined the ranks of normal society, and a big middle finger to AT&T. That's all I'm saying. That was part of my New Year's resolution.
This podcast brought to you by AT&T. Yeah.
Be sure to get your new family plan.
Metal finger is in like the metal made out of metal or like heavy metal finger.
It's a new Kojima game, Metal Finger.
Yeah, Metal Finger.
Right. I got it. It's High Altitude Warfare Experimental Squadron.
Wait a minute.
So they didn't cop out.
Wait, no, they copped out and they like the last two letters don't make any sense.
But they actually spell it like it's not like the X is just bigger and the E is smaller. They actually spell it with an X,
like the Doritos style.
It's not like extreme warfare, like extreme warplanes. That would make sense.
If you spell it correctly, it would be Howie.
Howie. Tom Clancy presents Howie.
Sounds like a Jewish holiday.
Right, yeah. Tom Clancy pronounced Yahweh.
Yeah.
I would play that flying around. As...
Okay. It'd be Israeli, like, naval force submarine, the Yahweh.
Yeah. Everyone has just very racist call signs. It's like, Bubba, do you copy?
God.
Flying around.
But seriously, man, there's nothing like a Steam sale to really flare up my gaming ADD.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't think I actually sat down and played anything. I played stuff for achievements.
Right, yeah. That's where they get
yeah, exactly.
They'll sell you something and be like, you know, if you play for 20 minutes, you'll get this achievement and a lot.
Well, although, I mean, Hard Reset I did pick up, but I ended up playing that to completion. I think in just a little under 5 hours. Was my full time playing it, but
did you skip any cutscenes and stuff, or did
I watched them all. It's a pretty short game, but I think even at quote unquote full price, it's like $30, I think.
Right, only
20. Right now it's just going for 20, which is about right, I would say.
Cool.
But I mean, normally, like my recently played, you know, game Steam page is like it's like four, maybe five games right now. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I don't know. It's more than 20.
Damn.
Yeah. Every time I looked over, I saw you booting something else up.
You got to play with all your toys before it.
Well, actually, no. There are a bunch I haven't installed or loaded up or played yet. I pretty much only did the ones for the coal and whatnot. And did any of you guys win anything particularly neat other than coal or craft anything? I mean, yeah. The coupons are standard fare, but what did you guys actually
win? I was kind of one of the lucky ones. I know there's a lot of people that did a ton of the achievements and got nothing but coal, but one of mine, I got the new Mountain Blade game for free, which is pretty cool. I have the other two in the series.
Mount and Blade or Mountain Blade?
Mount and Blade. Like you blade after mounting.
A mountain.
That's nowhere near as cool as I thought. Never mind.
Mountain Blade and Blade the size of a mountain.
It is a pretty cool. That's a pretty cool series, though. It's very hard to explain.
The whole thing is like better control over your weapons or more finesse. Like you actually swing your mouse around.
Yes. You swing your mouse around to do swords, and then you actually do the motions with your mouse to do a bow and arrow. But I guess this newer one has rifles and muskets. And stuff like that, which kind of confuses me on what time period it's supposed to be. Because as I look at the pictures, it's a bunch of Vikings. Right. And then I look at, you know, and then it looks like it's... Yeah, it's this weird mix between, like, Total War and Fable or something. You know what I mean? It's just a weird cadence. But the games are a lot of fun. They have a huge learning curve, though. Huge learning curve, because you have to learn how to battle.
So is it like mostly multiplayer, mostly single player?
It's a little of both. There is a campaign mode, and it is very reminiscent of a Total War game, like Empire, Total War, Napoleon, something like that, where you actually start off as kind of a mercenary. You work your way around, get your own clans and squads, and then you kind of rule different parts of the map. And then you can, once you get that, you can start culture, you can start the arts, you know, kind of a civilization sort of deal going on with that. But it's a pretty cool mix between a real-time strategy as far as, like, controlling your combatant, an action game, and turn-based strategy. So there's a lot to the game. It's really cool. And I think
sounds like it would confuse the fuck out of me.
It's a big game. It's definitely a big game. And, I mean, even brand new, I think it's only, like, $20. So it's one of those that it's made – I think it's made by a husband and wife. It's just made by two people.
For some reason, I remember Mountain Blade being attached to the Source Engine, like as one of the first Source Engine projects. Like it coming out.
I think it may have been started maybe as a mod.
That's what I'm thinking. Like it was started off as like a Half-Life 2 mod.
It may have.
I may be completely talking my ass there, but that's what my thing.
Yeah, I'm not finding anything about that. I don't know.
But it is a quote-unquote indie game, specifically because it's only made by two people. But for those two people, they did a hell of a good job. I mean, that whole series is great. I do highly recommend it. And there are mods for, like, Lord of the Rings and things like that that you can kind of put on there. And it's pretty cool stuff.
Nice. Anyone else? Mark, probably not. I don't think I saw Mark loading up Steam at all ever.
No. I'm not so much into the loading up Steam thing.
That's cool. Imran?
I bought I Divine Cybermancy, yes. And that game creeps me the fuck
yes.
out.
Yes!
It's pretty weird.
Like, I played really maybe weird. The first 20 minutes. And it's
we had
like,
a blast, yeah.
It's scary because a thing came out at me and it's like, oh, you're now paranoid. I'm like, what?
Yes. Like, the whole mental thing is so bizarre.
How many Brosifs do you have?
I have gained Brosifs, but I'm not sure which Brosifs.
You gotta kill
yeah,
all the Brosifs.
I should, yeah. Do you have anyone who's playing co-op with that new?
No, not that I know of.
That makes the experience a little more fun. It's worth doing because I remember when I played it with... I think David Marchman, my brother, some others. I don't remember. But, yeah, it's crazy.
It feels like it's an really... Eastern European fever dream.
It pretty much is.
Serious Sam fever dream.
Yeah. And, like, ricocheting bullets with your two katanas.
Yes.
It's so weird. Like, yeah, there's not really a good way to – I know
it's really
Brian's
crazy.
On Brian's –
And the levels are huge, too.
Yeah,
I jumped off a thing, and I got a message saying I have two broken legs.
Just heal yourself, man. Just a little syringe. Just heal yourself. You'll be good.
Yeah.
Modern Oregon Trail coming out in my Eastern European FPSs.
You got dysentery.
I mean, it really felt like it was a mix between Hellgate London and, like, what was that kind of cyberpunk Half-Life 2 multiplayer add-on?
It was Neo Tokyo, wasn't it?
No, there was
another one.
Dystopia?
Was it
Dystopia? Yes.
Yeah, that's what it felt like to me. Kind of a nice hash of it's funny that I remember my main story. I think I've told this story before, is whenever I first got my quest and it was like, you have to go find this guy, he's a rebel. So I was like, okay. And he was inside of a hotel and I go in there and he's like, hey, if you don't kill me, I'll give you a lot of money. I was like, all right. So I took his money and then I killed
and then
him, afterwards.
Kill him.
Yeah, just took off his head too. It was like hilariously graphic to where
it was great. I think because when we did that one, I think I was standing up talking to him and David was standing behind him with his, and I was like, all right, David, ready your katana with like a power shot. And because I'm going to tell this guy to fuck off and he's going to start attacking me. So the second I closed the quote tree, David just lopped his head.
And it's unexpected too, because like there is dismemberment and I didn't know that until it happened and I started laughing because I was like, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean to be that mean.
Yeah. No, that gets, but did you win anything that went wrong?
I didn't get any, I got Streets of Rage 3.
That's
two. Streets of Rage 2, yeah.
So you got the good one, okay.
I got the
best 16-bit street brawler, bar none.
Nice. I won two actual real games. I got RoboBlitz, which is a, what? Oh, no, I wasn't saying that Streets of Rage wasn't a real game. I mean, as opposed to all the coupons I won. But no, I got RoboBlitz, which is a really fun, pretty old, came out a while ago.
I remember RoboBlitz being a card game, like designed by the same guy who did Magic the Gathering.
Possibly that same name, but this is a like third-person platformer, kind of physics-based. Almost kind of the first of the physics-based, platformers with a bunch of crazy shit going on. But I got that, and I got Stalker Call of Pripyat.
Good man.
Which I was happy for, because David told me that that's like the best one out of them all.
I agree.
I had tried playing the first one and then got sidetracked for whatever reason and never went back to it, which I feel bad about. So I'll definitely use this to kind of revisit the Stalker
Call
franchise.
Of Pripyat, in my opinion, it's kind of the same way. You remember when Crysis came out and there was just a lot of bugs with it? But then Crysis Warhead came out the year after, and it was kind of a slimmer, sleeker version. It still gave you all the main hits. That's kind of what Call of Duty.
Well, I remember a lot of people saying they didn't have so much fun with Crysis, but then had a ton of fun with Warhead.
Right, exactly.
So,
yeah, yeah.
And I still haven't played Warhead, and I really enjoyed Crysis 1.
Yeah, you might really dig it. It's not – I guess they trimmed the fat but kept all the core values of it, which is pretty cool.
That's good.
So, yeah, I think
kept all the sad Eastern Europeans playing guitars by the flaming barrels.
Right, not only that, but it's even better where – you know, they can get a call on the radio. You'll be walking around. And it's like, oh, Stalker, come help us. We're being attacked. So then you, like, run. You run as fast as possible. And then you get there, and they're still playing their guitars. And you're like, wait, what is going on?
And
then they
get
attacked.
Attack happens.
Yeah, and then the attack happens because basically you travel through time or something. I don't know.
Nice.
No, that was the radioactive anomaly. You're getting the message from the future.
Right.
Yes,
pretty much.
Course.
But, oh, those games do get terrifying, especially when you get down to the sewers and stuff like that, man. They're
sweet. I can't wait.
It's like, it reminds me of Metro, Metro 2033.
I got billions of games to play first before I get there.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Metro, apparently, I don't know, Imran saw this earlier too, Last Light is coming out this month.
Yeah, it showed up on the Steam store page today.
That can't be right. That was like a summer game.
No, it said
January 2012.
Yeah.
What the fuck? That's kind of disturbing. Showing up out of nowhere.
I mean, at least on PC. Let's see. I'm looking right now. Coming soon. It
changed to just 2012.
It just says
now.
Available 2012 now. Yeah.
I guess maybe that was a typo.
Yeah, something must have gone wrong.
Yeah, if they push it up that much and we're not seeing any kind of like advertisement for it, that would be a horrible, horrible sign.
Yeah.
So we really need to finish. Game for them.
Yeah, I need to finish 2033 at some point.
Yeah.
I keep saying, oh, I don't really have much of a backlog. I play whatever, and then I always think of these games I haven't even touched yet.
Yeah, seriously. So what about Christmas vibes? Anyone get anything particularly neat for Christmas as we share our loot stories?
Let's see. All my stuff has to do with baby gear, really.
Baby stuff.
Yeah, exactly, which is kind of nice because I've now passed that. You know, as you progressively get older, it's one of those things to where you actually start appreciating, oh, great, I got socks. Yes, I don't need to go buy socks now. You know, that weird sort of feeling where beforehand you're like, oh, it's not my favorite movie, or it's not a video game.
No, it's true. I remember a kid once when we were living in Africa, and like we got this gift package, you know, for Christmas from my grandparents, and I got socks, and I think I actually cried. I don't know, but then this year, like, you know, I got like underwear and like, you know, undershirts, and I'm like, fuck yeah!
Thank God, thank you. Now I can spend my money on stuff I want. Yeah. But yeah, it was a lot of baby stuff. Like, got a really nice crib and stuff like that. So it was a good holiday.
Now they have a place to live.
Yeah, you know, baby has a place to sleep. That's kind of important. You know?
I mean, we had this, like, series of cardboard boxes set up.
Yeah, old Domino's pizza boxes.
Those are perfectly safe.
Yeah, we tried to wash out the pizza grease, but some of them just...
So you just can't do that now, because then the box gets soggy.
But they each come with those little plastic tables. You know what
right,
I mean?
The little baby tables.
You don't want to do that because then the baby would... Because they're pointy on one end. You don't want the baby messing with that.
Yeah, that's pretty dangerous.
Well, the baby's got to learn how to floss its teeth.
Well, the very first thing that a baby would do once given the pizza table would drive it into their own face. Now state services are going to come.
Yeah, exactly. I like how the Beardcast will be our outlet for saying horrible things. And then they'll be like, oh my God, these men will be terrible fathers.
Yay.
Hooray.
Surely there are worse fathers than us.
Oh, there have to be.
Yeah, but let's not get into that.
Call in if you're a worse father than Brian Belita or Wes Gardner.
Come join us on the show.
Yeah, tell us your terrible stories about how you treat human beings.
Human beings. Your tiny human beings. Your tiny, helpless human beings.
I don't even remember when we last spoke, but for me, like, this was the Christmas of Arkham Horror for me. Like, from the platformer Secret Santa,
wasn't
I got...
that bad. It was,
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Ooh. I see what you did there. I'm going to ignore it and keep going on with the story I was going to tell. I got, like, two of the smaller expansions, like the Goat at Blackwoods and Lurker at Threshold. And then I got one of the big Arkham Horror expansions, Dunwich Horror, which is pretty cool. So.
Oh, yeah.
So I got all those, yeah. And then my good friend Sam, who I do parkour with and was on Programmer Gauntlet with and stuff, he got me The Sacrifice, like the actual book and other steam-powered stories.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So the big, nice, hard-covered book of all those comics and stuff. So that was pretty cool.
Good deal.
So thanks, Sam.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And he got me a Flash shirt because I like the Flash.
Yeah.
Like just the Flash logo?
Yeah, yeah.
Well done.
Yep. So not a whole lot of video game stuff, actually. I mean, my brother gifted me some stuff on Steam, but yeah.
Cool. Anybody else get cool gaming gear, or at least
my brother bought me BioShock 2, which I'm not like, I don't get why he got that for me.
Because
I don't think I've ever asked for BioShock 2, but I mean, the thought counts.
Yeah, yeah,
right, definitely.
He was like, you know, just trade it in if you already have the game or whatever, which is what I'm probably going to end up doing.
That's
funny.
Yeah.
It's just such a weird, strange game to, like, go to the game store and be like, yeah, that's the one, that game right there.
Right, you see it calls to you.
Well, that was like the year my brother, like, I opened up a present and I got this box and it was like World of Warcraft, Wrath of the Lich King, and I was like,
oh, I remember that. Brother, that was yeah, 2 years ago.
My brother like knows I don't play World of Warcraft. Like, I played the beta, or, you know, the stress test, and, you know, City Heroes is my thing to get. And I was like, you know, I put on a smiley face. I was like, thanks, Adam. But it ended up being an elaborate trap for when they were getting me my iPhone 3G. So, yeah. Yeah.
What are some of those other – because I can't imagine getting a gift to where it's like part four of a 17-part – you know what I mean? Like, it's like –
oh, first three.
Yeah, here's the – what is it? The third expansion? No, second expansion for World
of
War.
Lord of the Rings trilogy, and just give them like the third movie, the Lord of the Rings
yeah,
trilogy.
Yeah. Harry Potter.
Just the special features of the second movie.
Yeah.
And it's pan and scan too, so it's not widescreen.
It's like, I really heard you like Stephen King. Here's Dark Tower Book 4. And you're like, ah, great. No.
Here's The Sandman. It's volume 6 of The Sandman.
Now you're going to be $200 in the hole because you have to buy the rest of them.
Congrats.
Yeah. Enjoy your gift.
Like, hey, I got you this new Spyro game. Dang.
Yeah. Oh, just not even the game. You just get like one action figure of a Skylander.
That's the right Skyline. That's what it's called.
Oh, can you imagine?
Chop Chop's pretty popular.
Can you imagine those little kids that the parents probably didn't even think Skylanders was an actual video game, just toys? Just got them the little figures. Here, play with a Spyro that looks angry and sort of gumpy.
Does this cost so much?
Yeah. Oh,
speaking
man.
Of like inexplicable video game gifts, reminds me of one year my brother. The brother I hate, decided to give me a Wheel of Fortune for the Sega Genesis. Now, this is back when, like, games came on cartridges, so, like, every single game that you could buy cost, like, $50, $60, and we're talking back in, like, 1994 money. So it was, like, it wasn't more like he got this game cheap, and that's why he gave it to me. And I don't know. I don't know how you make that decision. It's like, here's a... A game show, a video game of a game show.
Do your homework.
Yeah.
It's a test.
Yeah, there's just plenty of other like things, games you can get. Like virtually anything else at the store would be better than this game. It's like he researched in the worst possible thing to possibly get another human being, and still cost him a vast sum of money.
Well, and I guess that's probably the worst thing he could have gotten you. I mean, he could have gotten you. Well, no, this probably would have been a different time. But I said he could have gotten you Deus Ex 2.
Right.
I'm not going to do it. I know what this is about. I'm not going to do it.
No, this isn't about your pronunciation of Deus Ex.
And fuck it, you. And it, you people could have said something for the past year.
We did.
Number one.
We told you. We just thought you were latched on to this or something, man.
Yeah, we thought it was a joke.
Yeah, we thought it was like Deuce as in number two. Like,
we love you, though, Mark. We love you.
My refusal to admit the existence of Invisible War was the joke.
Right.
I had literally no idea that you were supposed
to
pronounce
the E. No, we knew that was a joke.
Why would you pronounce the E in that?
Okay, for those that are kind of lost about what we're talking about, go back, check out our Game of the Year deliberation video on the site, and you'll hear a quick sample of it. Mark Bretschall calls Deus Ex Deuce Ex. But the punchline, but you mixed it. You're right, Mark, because you did mix it in with the punchline, and I got the punchline, and that's what I was laughing at.
Yeah, same.
Was, you know, you said
because by now we're just used to you calling it Deuce,
right? And but you said Deus Ex 2 Human Revolution. That way you completely forwent Invisible War, which I thought was funny that this was the only sequel to Deus Ex. But it was like you did like five jokes in one. And it was just the amount of power that one sentence had was just great.
No, only one of them was on you. Well, okay, Invisible War was a big joke on you.
That was Harvey Smith called, and he said that he's going to go after Mark Bradshaw. Invisible War.
I get this idea. It's called Universal Ammo. And also, we're getting rid of headshots.
Yeah.
See, but it inspired me to create that Photoshop for your video.
That was a good point. Which you did a
wonderful job. Yes, that was a great Photoshop.
That was really good. Oh, man.
So, Deus Ex, apparently. was.
I like how now you're now a contestant on Final Jeopardy. Deus Ex.
What is Deus Ex?
Deus Ex.
Alex Trebek.
All right.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break. But then we'll be back, and the year will still be 2012. Sadly.
I'm back in deuce.
But throwing up the deuces.
Back in two.
See, I just imagine the scene in my head where like. Alex Trebek asks a question like, what video game released in 2000 was made by Warren Spector? And Mark buzzes in like, Deus Ex. He'd be like, I'm sorry, that's wrong.
I'm sorry, we can't accept that answer.
It's like, I played that game for hours.
Right, the one answer.
By the game. You're insane. I'm going to sue you.
The one answer Mark doesn't want to give, they make him give. Mark Bradshaw. For $1 million, who wants to be a millionaire? For $1 million, what was the second game released in the Deus Ex trilogy?
See, but on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, you can just walk off.
Right.
Is your pride worth $500,000?
Right. Just take a half mil.
Is the answer A, Deus Ex 2, Ding Dong Ding a Douchin? B, Deus Ex. Invisible War. C. Deus Ex. Invisible War.
You know, the Deus thing to do would be put like Deus Ex Invincible War.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That'd
be... That's what they
do. So B would be Deus Ex Invisible War. C would be Deus Ex Invincible War. And then D would be Deus Ex Invisible War.
Number four would be
Deus Ex.
Human Revolution. What the fuck with me?
Portal Revolution.
Human Evolution. See, if I were making millionaire questions, I'd always like put them as diggishly as possible, like that.
Yeah. Wait. So no. Now we need a Deus Ex human re-revolution vengeance.
Yeah, vengeance.
Human re-evolution.
Extended.
Human re-revolution.
And re-evolution actually makes sense in this context of that game.
Yeah.
True.
Let's see. Yeah, this next bit. Do we want to? Do we know our?
We can do some resolutions or something, and then call it a day. I don't know what mine are. Or let's make ones for each other.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Oh God. Okay.
So who gets who? This is going to be like a Secret Santa only.
do we each get one other person, or do the three of us make it?
Just
for...
Just call out each other's. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's
do
it.
You just want to work this out on the air?
Yeah, we'll just work it out on the air. I think the good idea is the other three.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I already know what Mark should be.
It's like the Circle of Shame from The Simpsons.
Right.
Yeah.
To be part of Fight Club, you have to get in a fight. That type of thing. To join the club. This is our hazing for the new year.
Yes. All right.
And every new guest that comes on this year, we do this too. It's like, oh, David Marchmont, what are you going to do? Like, throw him under the bus.
I found leftover Halloween candy the other day, and this has just been, like, the worst thing to ever happen to me.
Bags of it, or?
A big shopping bag full of leftover Halloween candy.
Oh, sweet.
Like Hershey's and Butterfingers and all that crap.
Shit.
Yes. New candy corn? Any candy corn involved?
No, I'm not a monster.
Candy corn is the best.
No.
Candy corn is delicious.
That's your resolution. Give up candy corn.
Right.
Fuck you!
Just say no to candy corn.
I'll eat candy corn once, and then I'll stop eating it for the rest of the year.
Yeah, like I'll have like three pieces, and I'll be like, okay, that's cool. That's good.
Right. Candy corn's kind of great, but that's enough of it.
Yep. That's all I need.
See, what they should do is candy corn dipped in chocolate. That would be palatable.
I don't know. Because candy corn's just bitter. So
candy
if you get...
Shut down everything. Candy corn milkshake.
Yeah.
Okay. I could deal with that.
I don't even know if I could do that. That's. I'm thinking about it, and I was like, okay, is it actual candy corn in there, or is it just flavoring?
No, it's like melted candy. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's like candle wax, man. What are you talking about?
All right.
I figured it was like a regular like vanilla milkshake with like candy corn sprinkled on top.
Right.
That might be kind of like crushed, crumbled candy corn.
Right.
Yeah.
You put it over a cheese grater, just like...
Yes. You take one of those giant candy corn pieces and just grate it.
Candy corn zest.
It's candy corn crumbles. It's like you take candy corn, then you take like a like a creamsicle or whatever, and like you roll it in that.
For like, me, that just sounds like remotes. That just seems like it'd have the consistency of like blue cheese or something. Oh, Jesus!
Put hair on your teeth.
Candy corn bagels.
It'll come in one of the.
What wasn't candy corn at all? What if it was just came like in like a solid like 10-pound block?
Right.
Just like of a candy dense corn. Block of candy corn. You just like shave some candy corn.
Off like a companion cube of candy corn.
Or it now comes packaged in with those DiGiorno things. The same
companion way, corn.
The same way that those cookies are, that come with DiGiorno pizza.
Oh yeah, like chocolate chip cookies.
I love the picture that someone took where they put the cookies in the pizza before they made it, and then like made the pizza and the cookies like, oh. And he was like, "Am I doing it right?" I was like, "Yes, you are."
You know, there's some child in Bosnia who's staring at that picture and saying, "You've ruined food."
Yeah, I could have eaten all of it, and I'd still would. Oh.
Everybody
we're keeping it. We're keeping that shit.
It's just Scatman, Brian.
It's a baba to say baba.
To episode 68 of the Nitro Beepity Boo Boo. Nitro Beercast, episode 68. We're back and we're going to make New Year's resolutions for each other. It's a terrible idea. Because it's definitely going to end up with Mark Bradshaw playing Deus Ex 2 Invisible Revolution.
Oh man, and he has to live stream it with commentary.
Yeah. Mark, are you still there?
No, I'm still there. I'm trying to think. Andrew Dice Clay did this one fucking movie had the word deuce in it. What was it?
Deuce is Wild.
No, Deuce is Wild. There was something. I've completely ruined the joke. Anyway, I was going to say like while watching this horrible movie, and I got to look this up. So this is going to be ruined.
You're going to drop the deuces.
So, yeah, New Year's Revolutions. I don't know if anyone actually made one for themselves. I didn't. The missus and I, we got our New Year's Revolutions the day out. We got it on New Year's Eve. Like, we just cleaned a bunch of shit around the house.
Nice.
Done.
I've just made a resolution for myself. I think everybody's, for whatever reason, just chose this weekend to clean shit. I'm getting rid of my wires. Like, this wired keyboard,
good idea.
Wired mouse and shit, it's gone. This is dumb. It's 2012. Let's get rid of wires, people.
That's good. Yeah. Because, I mean, and that's one of those things that will...
And then Mark's head fell off.
Yeah. The wires, as in your veins. To get rid of stuff like that would actually improve, quote-unquote, your quality of living. I mean, you would feel more, oh, now I don't have to worry about all this crap. So it's an easy one to keep. You know what I mean? Because here's the thing, a lot of people...
But then you gotta charge shit all the time.
Well, but I mean...
And if your neighbor is using a blender at the wrong frequency, it'll fuck with your signal.
Use a Bluetooth.
Everything just beeps because the cell phone's getting a text message.
I think what I realized I need more in my life was more LED lights just blinking at me.
Right? Just warning you at it.
Just so like you can walk into your dark apartment and still be able to see.
Like when I walked in today, my fucking like 3DS was just blinking. Like I think it's blue light or green light or some shit. I forget what it was. It's just what are you doing? What do you want from me? And so, of course, Nintendo doesn't tell you what the fuck's going on.
Pay attention to me. Pay attention to me.
You did something.
You did. You did something.
I didn't
actually make any. But I think the way we're gonna do this is the three of us are gonna make the resolution for the one of us.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That'll be good. So who wants to be the I'll be on the chopping block first.
Okay.
You guys make the
Wes Gardner
resolution for me.
I don't even know. What's his thing?
I think his resolution needs to be he needs to buy like a gold membership at GameStop.
Right. For you the competitive.
All right. No. Okay. All right. How about? All right. I don't know. So as you're going to be a father soon, and you need to start saving money, mm-hmm. So your gaming budget every month is. So you got to buy used at GameStop.
Oh Jesus!
No, this is terrible because I don't even know.
This is a bad idea.
This was a bad idea for us.
Maybe we should just name our own resolutions instead of like.
Well, because our own resolutions are going to be like I think mine would be play more co-op games. Like because I get invited to Steam games all the time, but I never play any. Yet I buy
then,
all of them.
Your resolution should be at least your. Not shitty resolution should be to play more multiplayer games with us, like come play Left 4 Dead 2 with us and stuff.
I could do that. That sounds good. Sorry about that, gang. I guess our internet's exploded.
It was Skype.
It was Skype. I think. Skype. Yeah, it's our New Year's resolution to find out why Skype is terrible.
Skype took a deuce on us. Get it?
Oh.
And to be fair, we spent the 30 minutes assuming we'd been recording, but it turns out we weren't actually. We didn't have anything quality to. Like put up.
Right, there was a lot of dead air and a lot of stuff and us looking around at things. But the good news is we did all the heavy lifting and we're going to bring you our gaming resolutions. We each picked games for each other to play, and then the only requirements I think is we either have to live stream our experiences or
somehow record our experiences.
Yeah, like editorial, some sort of writing, something like that. And oh god!
Somehow it has to lead to content for the site.
Yeah, it's going to be content for the site, and
a game that is somehow maybe a bit out of our comfort zone, or something we certainly haven't played.
We'll share our misery with you, the viewer.
Yes, it will be entertaining, and we can go down the list. For one, Mr. Mark Bradshaw.
Yes,
we picked Dragon Age 2.
And let me just say, I hate every last one of you people, and I would look forward to not reviewing this piece of shit.
I'm putting credit for that pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very good job.
It was scientifically devised by Imran to fuck with me.
Oh, it's such a bad game. Okay, and speaking of Imran, his game will be Little Big Adventure 1 and 2, in a 1 or 2, and which is kind of nice because the games... They're not bad games, and they did a lot of really cool stuff. Like Brian said during the break, it's kind of a very Fallout-esque game in which the decisions that you make in order to solve puzzles and things like that actually kind of go with you throughout the game.
Because I played it when it originally came out and it was a really good game, and looking back, and of course the nostalgia factor helps out, but because Imran has only really been getting more into PC gaming the last 3 or 4 years...
This is kind of bullshit. I'm getting the game that made everyone hate BioWare, and Imran's getting a really cool little adventure game.
Just wait.
Well,
it works because I chose all of your bad games, and thus I was not able to choose my own bad game.
Right, but you've already had to play Bad Rats.
True.
Yeah.
So you've drank in your crow. You know what I mean. Yeah. You've gone through your.
Yeah. So that'll be offgog.com.
But yeah, and then one Brian Bolita is going to be going with Fable 3.
I've never played a Fable game in my life, for whatever reason, whether I just avoided it or just was like, I don't really care, but I've yet to play a Fable game, so
you're
I hear this would be a good one to introduce me to.
You're starting off at a great place to start the Fable experience.
And I think everyone's assuming I'm going to hate it, but I'm Brian Bolita, and I enjoy
games. I'm not sure that hate it, but I think at the
I think
moment,
I will realize flaws.
At the moment that everyone hates... You're going to be like, what the hell
that was
just
some
happened?
Bullshit.
Yeah, okay. That you wasted your time. I think that is the deal. Because that's the tragedy of Fable.
To it.
that is the tragedy of Fable 3, is it is good up until that point. And then you're like, whoa, wait, what? And then you just get this very sour grapes aftertaste in your mouth.
Well, I look forward to it.
And mine is kind of the creme de la creme of shit. It's Leisure Suit Larry box office bust.
I'm looking at the screenshots on Amazon, and like two of these screenshots are the same, and like the rest don't show anything.
It's good. You can't show anything.
Four of them are the same.
You're not allowed.
A game so bad the box art makes you hate it.
Yeah,
he's ugly.
Oh God.
So that's what you have to look forward to at some point in the new year. Our resolutions are to make each other play bad games, or maybe not bad, but make each other play certain games.
Oh no, we're getting bad games. Some of us are.
And if you happen to have other suggestions, feel free to post them up in the comments or whatever for this Beardcast, and they might get switched around. But I think for now they're pretty much set in stone.
Yeah, definitely. This has been a good start to the new year. I'm glad that we got these resolutions, and I'm glad that we have to now produce content that may break us at the end of it all.
You'll love to see us broken.
Exactly.
If you like us when we're together, you'll love to see
you'll love to see the family split apart.
We'll all just be drinking by this time next year.
It's like the fucking Leisure Suit Larry game.
Babies will be crying in the background.
Man. Yeah, it's like it ruined my family. It ruined everything.
Babies crying everywhere. All right.
But yeah, we're now in the year of 2012. In my opinion, it is the year of the beard. Maybe the year of the dragon over there in China. But over here, in internet land, it is the year of the beard. And we thank you guys for an awesome 2011. 2012 is going to be even better. And by this content of playing terrible games for your entertainment, we hope to start something truly special. But I'm Wes Gardner.
I'm going to go on the record right now and say that if you gift any of us a game, we'll probably do some sort of video content for it. I'm just saying.
You just know that Lidar's going to give you Bad Rats.
Bad Rats or Nancy Drew or some shit. So, yeah. I'll go on the record.
I'll say if someone gets me a Nancy Drew game, I will play that.
We'll live stream it.
Somebody gave me like Nancy Drew and the like ghost dog of something.
the shit. Okay, let's leave.
Okay.
Ghost Dogs of Moon Lake, yes.
Ghost Dog like Forrest Whitaker?
Yeah, exactly. That's the name I was looking for.
Nancy Drew lives by the Samurai Code. All right. 2012, Night Your Beard, New Year. It's been episode 68. Peace.
Hi, everybody. Skibbity bop bop.